Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, we're ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that good?
How do the levels look, Rob?
Wait. We're going to have to start over. I can't play something out of Audacity and record in Audacity, so let me just save it.
So that blend was a cliffhanger.
Hey, Bruno, get out of here.
Rob, do you have a hickey?
No.
What's on your neck?
Nothing.
Rob's got a hickey on his neck.
Who's that from?
Come on. Well, we'll save it from you.
I'm not going to talk about it.
What is
it? Oh,
you're
yeah, right.
Oh, there's already something to talk about. Yeah. Holy
there's
shit.
There's nothing to talk about. All right.
Well, we're going
to. Shut up.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe not one of those.
Boom. How
does the level look like? It's really loud. Yes.
Is it good?
Yeah. All right. After some delay, we are on the air right now. It's Rob. Welcome to episode 160-something of the live cast.
There was...
Is it 165, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
There's too much cum on the soundboard.
Why has it got to be cum? Why can't it be clam chowder? What do you think about
Because I can smell it.
And it comes, smells like clam chowder.
My microphone smells like an armpit.
No.
Is this mine? Did you guys switch the padding that we have?
No. You're just smelling your breath for the first time.
I can't hear anything in my headphones.
Can you now?
I hear a lot of chip bag rattling.
No, it's not. Everything's plugged in.
Yeah.
Everything's plugged in.
I'll hear a drop of sound.
I hear it.
I didn't hear the bland either.
It happened.
It's all turned off. Everything's turned equally
Which one are you? This person? Welcome to a behind the scenes.
Yeah, now.
Okay, we're good. It was just a connection issue. Connectivity.
Memorial Day is in full effect on the Metal Injection live cast.
No, it's in 3/4 effect. That's the show.
It's
true. But Sean is here, so imagine that we're talking for that quarter of the show.
Rob, why do you have a hickey on your neck? Tell us about this.
Give us the story.
What
I don't have a
hickey.
And who's the lucky dude? Who is the lucky dude?
What is it? What's on your neck?
Before we get into that, I just want to say the sound you're hearing is Sean.
Yeah.
It's a little strange.
I was confused.
What does Sean's voice sound like?
Go ahead, say something.
I like how on his first day back, Sean brought a humongous bag of Doritos.
Because shit's going to be shipping.
But you didn't get any dip.
Oh, I'm going to make the dip when the Doritos are gone.
What is that going to
be? On a music break.
Man butter. It smells like cum. It really does.
The board smells like cum and the mic smells like cum.
How would Sean
just don't use the letter P.
No, it really does smell. It smells like B.O. It smells like a man's B.O.
Did you guys put it in your ass or something last week?
I don't know.
Did you listen to the show? Did you listen to the show?
I can't even use it. Here, sit where it on your head.
My head isn't that small. What? My head's actually pretty big. No, so explain to us what happened to Rob's neck, because you always get the inside info.
Right. What is it? What is it?
He doesn't see anything on his neck.
It's right there. Come on. He's hiding it now. He's trying to hide it. Move. It's right there. See? That's a hickey.
It is.
That's something that he clearly knows how he got it, and he's holding back now.
I don't know. I don't know what
Rob.
A TV
shot.
Rob always has red markings.
Don't try to bail him out with this nonsense.
I remember one time he had bed bugs.
I did.
When did you have bed bugs?
My parents quite had bed bugs.
Okay. Yeah. Look me in the eye and lie to me about what that thing is on your neck. Because whatever you say is going to be a lie.
Okay, wait, here we go.
Is the curly man?
A girl gave me a hickey.
All right, now tell me the truth.
It was a guy.
Seriously, what is it? What happened?
I don't even know. I don't.
You're lying.
Okay.
You're clearly lying. I could tell how.
Sid, where's your hickey?
Yeah.
Nowhere where you could see it.
How often do you get hickeys?
I'm an adult.
I'm an adult. Where is it?
I give hickeys because I'm a jerk. But I don't
is it like is it like on the side of like where your thigh meets your pubic bone? Is that where you have Mickey?
I don't know.
In that
is it in your love handle?
In the V?
You do it. Did you say you have a hickey?
No, I was. I jokingly said it's nowhere where you can see.
Oh, okay. Well, he doesn't have hickeys. He doesn't allow that.
Do you see? Have you seen that,
Rob?
Show him. Show him.
Oh, that's totally hickey.
Yeah.
That's so.
That's
come on, man.
And
you see how he's laughing and smiling around it.
Come on,
yeah.
He's not allowed to have a personal life. He doesn't have to share everything.
Exactly.
The rest of us do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Sure, way too much.
It's your own fault.
Come on.
I'm not talking about
that's true. You do
no.
A lot of shit up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God damn it. How dare you keep secrets?
Wait, we just received an email that the hickey came from Gatan Duguay.
Oh, no, no. I need to get tested.
Hickey's called sexist.
Before you guys came over, I was hanging out with Monica, and we were talking about vaginas.
Any hickeys?
Yeah.
Well, we were you know how like there are vaginas where everything is out, and then there are vaginas where everything is in.
Yeah, much like belly buttons, innies and outies.
Floppy ones and
yeah.
Neater ones
with like eight lips.
I feel like the ones that are all the way in, they're like.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Strange.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what the very worst thing is an innie vagina with very puffy lips. That's
okay,
the worst.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's worse
like a baby.
Yeah. It looks, no, to me, it looks more like a clam, or an oyster.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's very disturbing.
Is it the mons pubis?
No, the mons pubis is
think,
aware of the pubic hair.
I think we're actually talking about the woman's pubis.
Oh. I have an innie.
Oh.
I remember one guy. Remember that video of Remembered Time? With Michael Jackson.
Oh my
of
God,
course.
Yes.
And he kisses Iman. And my friend ran to school and said, "Oh, Michael Jackson kissed Iman." And I was like, I knew it. I
Isn't Magic Johnson in that video?
Everyone was in that video. Our studio hall.
Every black celebrity was at the time.
LeVar Burton.
I was thinking of Macaulay Culkin was in black.
Yeah.
And then Naomi Campbell was in that other one where they're like in the desert. He's like awkwardly dancing next to her.
What's that?
Mm.
I don't know
oh,
the name of
that. Yeah,
it was like, oh,
Michael Jordan.
Jordan. The video was all like sepia toned.
Yeah,
I remember
you're
it.
Making
I
making
a TikTok.
I don't remember this.
Whatever.
I like the Free Willy one. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I know. It was one of those, you know, like punchless songs.
Yeah, right.
Michael Jackson's
Patent
Energy.
Yeah.
Slap his name on the
he was one of a lot of genres at that point.
I'm sorry. Rob and I were dealing with a technical issue. How do we go from vaginas to Michael Jackson?
The worst one was the one who sang to Priscilla Presley.
Oh, God.
Priscilla Presley.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Oof. All right, back to the
vagina. Oh, at least she was, like, sort of half-naked in the video.
Was she? I don't
know. He's back there looking all
shiny.
Mm-hmm. Skeletorish.
Remember when they made out on that World Award show?
Yeah. On that award. It was the MTV Awards.
Oh, was it?
It
wasn't
working on them yet, but it didn't exist.
It's true.
Yeah. We lit 10-year-old Sean Scott and said, one day I'm going to work to promote that on an internet and not get any credit at all.
No.
One day I'm going to run that GeoCities page. Vagina.
I hate, the puffy innie. I hate it.
I hate puffy
it.
In general, but it looks a little less gross if there's some anger.
So you like it when it's all out?
No.
Medium. If it's very floppy, then it's that.
But not puffy, close to the body.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when it looks like a little rose.
Blooming. The worst one. It's puffy and an innie, but then it has like two little blobs just kind of coming out.
Yeah.
It's a little butterfly. Ugh, I just want to throw up.
So, what was the extent of that conversation?
I don't know how we started talking about it, but I thought it would be a good question to ask you because we both decided that the innies were not really interested.
What would you be, an innie or an outie?
What do you prefer?
What
would
I prefer?
When eating pussy.
Yeah.
No, well, first I asked her what...
What her vagina is.
I'm going to talk about my vagina.
Really? All right.
Okay.
Rob doesn't want to talk about hickeys. You don't
mine
want to talk about your vagina?
Mine is not a hickey. It's out, but I'm not going to, like, start describing the details
all
right. of it.
That's fair.
Okay.
But what is
it?
Was this conversation happening while you guys were scissoring?
Yeah. No, we were on the couch.
By the way, get time to get sepsis says, Pixel, get the fuck out.
Okay,
well, all right,
fine. Get the fuck out.
I'm gonna go eat.
Yeah, of course you are.
Did Monica contribute anything? Like, for any or out of you?
She was about to answer. She's like, wait a minute.
Well, right. Obviously, if we don't like the innie, then we're not.
So you might have to be a self-hating innie.
Right.
We're not self-hating innie.
When's the last time you saw her?
Just saw each other.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay.
I think
this whole show is
about good
shitty stuff.
I bet they showered together, like, playfully. Maybe not even that. I think they kissed.
I say fisting.
Oh, come on. I think so. You go overboard, you don't talk about anything.
Maybe they even touch each other.
That's my job.
Never kiss.
I mean, nipple touching?
Yeah, when we hug each other.
Shirtless nipple touching?
No, we
weren't.
Sheer shirt? Is that a thing?
Yeah. We were wearing lingerie. Okay.
No, no. I went like Jem and the Rockers, like full body kind of thing.
Truly
ever. Oh, God.
Dave Pandu got sepsis passed. Any trepidism?
We had some before with the scissoring.
Yeah, I didn't hear the scissoring. Davening Darren Delgado asked, should we ask Sean and Noah if they can? We got Monica.
Not at all.
Never. Sean, did you give Rob a hickey?
I did, actually.
Any sheer truth?
You said you wouldn't talk about it.
It was my punishment for missing so many shows.
They want you to kiss right now.
Me and Rob?
Yes, dude. Yeah. No, I met.
Wow. Sean is just like ready. Clearing his throat.
Rob, you'd rather kiss Rob than Noah.
It's true. Ah. It's actually really true.
Rob doesn't have any, like, Noah. Rob is on Sean's celebrity fuck list. He's only three passes.
He's 1, 2, and 4.
He has a micro-celebrity fuck list.
Web-centric M-list. Like M-list.
He has a fuck Scarlett Takes a Tumble next. Fucking big black girl that fell off the table.
Is she the same one that, like, was that one flipped off of a swing and landed on the fence? Well, that one was really fat too. That's what I was wondering.
Gay Tan, you get sepsis. Seizure Swillam. Sean's celebrity fuck list is Avi from Magruder Grind and Rob.
Yeah. True. True.
Sean's not cheating if it's a guy.
That's what I hear. That's what I read in Cosmo, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have to let me watch. That's not cheating either. Okay. I'll have my clothes on, I promise.
Well, look, Sean,
via webcam.
If this is going anywhere, I just want to let you know I'm the top.
Yeah.
All right?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't see Sean.
It wouldn't work any other way, I feel.
Well, Sean, in the early days at MTV, I had an affair with the guy who hosted 120 Minutes.
Oh, my
goodness.
I
was going to say, I just talked to Matt Pinfield the other day.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Talk. Yeah. Talked all over my face.
Yeah.
You just did the motion of you jerking off two cucks, not one. Yeah. The other guy.
Sway.
Well, obviously you got to
go. Sway and Matt Pinfield.
Sway and Matt Pinfield doing an Eiffel Tower.
John Norris in the background. It was just a urinal skiing, you know what I mean?
With Kurt Loder sitting on the bed.
That's geriatric.
What about Kennedy? Is she there?
No, she's protesting.
No one is there. No one exists anymore.
She's in the bathroom not shaving her armpits.
Yeah.
What about Bill Bellamy?
Yes.
Good one.
What a reference. I think he's got a Showtime special coming up, which is amazing.
He's like doing a comedy tour. That's like, I saw his name in the newspaper.
Well,
like,
he's in that. Isn't he in that new movie with the Black people learn how to date or something?
Yeah, probably. The Steve Harvey.
Yeah, the Steve Harvey one, yeah.
Bill Bellamy's in there?
Yeah, is he?
Are you sure it's Bill Bellamy, not like Kevin Hart or something?
No, Kevin Hart is in it. And so,
oh, yeah.
Bill Bellamy looks like Michael Vick.
No, it's like the Tyler Perry. I feel like there's so few all-black movies made that when they make one, they want to hire every black actor.
Yeah. Well, there's also like not that many black actors, you know, that are accepted.
Denzel ain't doing any of those.
No.
Denzel Morgan?
Maury's not doing it.
They don't have to. Yeah. He's a more struggling
they
guy.
There's
not that many roles.
It's their past color.
Yeah. No, it's always, these movies are always, like the token white guy is always Michael, it used to be Michael Imperioli.
Yeah,
but
true,
now he just
true.
Does tequila commercials.
Yeah, that's true.
And all the white guys in the movie are retired.
Oh,
yeah.
That's kind of a change.
Yeah.
My girlfriend saw that film, so they went to see, or her friend went to see it, in a completely all black theater in Jersey City.
Oh my God, how did that work out?
Harry.
Did they hear any of the dialogue?
she
could do movies.
It's like an
let's call her.
Well,
like an African American Mystery Science Theater. Everybody.
Since we're talking about Sleep Like a Man.
Yeah.
Which is based on a relationship that was written by a guy that was divorced twice and has kids with three different levels.
And don't trust people if they're atheists.
Right, that's another thing.
Oh.
They don't have. Where's your moral barometer?
Yeah,
if you're an atheist, where your moral barometer at?
I feel like at some point we played that clip on the show, right? It was
Joy Behar.
Was it? Okay.
Okay. She's like,
what are you talking about? Like, she gets all on the I don't know if he wants to get with Joy Behar. That's
here we go.
Who does?
God. With your moral barometer, how do you judge the air pressure?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
What is it?
What the fuck are you thinking? I'd be scared.
Okay.
No, it is. A gastrous ball. Can you pack any more stupid into that statement than what we just did? I don't believe that we came from monkeys, because where are the monkeys? Why are there monkeys here?
Yeah. He came from his parents, but his parents are still around, right?
We didn't come from monkeys. That's the correct answer to that. And monkeys and humans have a common ancestor. They are both descended from the same ape man, and that is not around us.
Yeah.
So we just
survived. Why is that ape man not around? Why does he not?
Because idiot Steve Harvey, they evolved into monkeys.
No, because that ape man did not believe in God.
Yeah, Steve Harvey thought.
I knew it. If Joy Behar had balls, when he said, if somebody tells me they're an atheist, I just walk away, she'd be like, all right, I'm an atheist. All right,
bye.
You want to stop promoting your fucking book, or are you going to stick around?
No, I had been just kidding when I had
said that.
What?
You are an idiot, but I will still promote my book. Because you have no moral dehumidifier.
The morals are making it very stuffy.
Your morals are about to see a jet stream that crosses across this room and makes it rain. You have no gastrous integrity.
Can you back
that up with the gastrous? Oh, the universe came from a gastrous ball.
Could that be that first title, gastrous ball?
So, all right, hold on, let's see that.
He's cool with that. You're an idiot.
I love that sounds far-fetched,
right.
But I've got somebody in the sky.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
The gastrus ball came out of nothing is stupid, but the gastrus ball was made by a man, a wizard, that created a ball.
Maybe
something.
The gastrus ball came out of Brad's ass.
I love that we're talking about a gastrus ball.
Yeah,
like that's an actual one.
That's right. That's what I was waiting for.
A gastric intestinal ball.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he meant.
I do not believe that the Lord has flatulence. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
It was just a peristaltic chain reaction.
Oh.
I do not believe that the gastrus ball came from God with a stomach flu having diarrhea. That is not the case. See my new movie.
Yeah.
It's like a man. Not an atheist.
Atheist.
I don't know. Whenever I hear all these atheists talking, they sound so stupid to me.
They need to get an education.
Well, we still got monkeys, yo.
Why do we?
It's just common sense.
Why do we still have monkeys?
Why we still got monkeys?
Why there be
monkeys?
Why there be monkeys? That don't make no sense. That's idiotic.
That's not even English, you know?
That's just idiotic. That don't make sense. To have monkeys and a gastrus ball. All right.
There is video. Steve Harvey weeps over mean bloggers on the internet.
I think we did play that one. He's on a Christian show. What? That's idiotic.
Oh, really?
So hard to be a celebrity.
Yes.
Hold on, Steve Harvey is the guy with
you
the
got Jet magazines following you around everywhere. You know how it is.
Steve Harvey is the guy who used to hold Showtime at the Apollo. And
he had a show on WB.
What was the name of that show?
The Steve Harvey Show. It was just a family sitcom. He's one of the kings of comedy.
And he is now the host of Family Feud.
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if he still is.
Took over for Al?
Yeah. There was another guy in between Mr. Peterman.
Oh, God, that's right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And then Louie was before Al, right?
Yeah.
Louis. And then he got a grown man black.
Yeah.
Oh, like a John Travolta thing?
There was no molestation. The guy agreed to it and then tried to set him up.
Yeah.
Anyway. But.
Oh, it's Paul Poundstone that was touching kids, right?
Yeah.
Paul Poundstone and Steve Harvey had the same suits, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Light blue, kind of, shoulder pads.
Paul Poundstone was more sporty.
He's more sporty.
Yeah.
Oh, he should have been at Citi Field last week.
I bet he has more in common with the Jews
at
Citi Field than like regular people.
At least they have moral barometer.
A moral humidifier.
You know what? Your morality is like one of those weather vanes with a rooster on top of it and a bond swimming around.
Just don't offer many fix feet. That'll be fine. Get along fine.
See, that's idiotic. You're a racially.
If there's no God, how is pigs have feet? That makes no sense.
If there's evolution wise, God, why is there two feet? That don't make no sense. You got this ball, you. No kind of sense. Play my clips. Kids. Baby Kids.
That's a good movie.
Some God.
Right on. Right on. Yeah. Fuck my parents.
Yeah.
They ain't do shit.
He-Man.
He-Man.
His Skeletor, what he had done was.
This guy is so inauthentic. It's disgusting. Oh!
What?
It's basically saying if someone is performing for God,
yeah.
even if you're bored, you have to be into it. For God.
Yeah. See, hold on. I thought he was saying that if you're... Maybe I heard him wrong. I thought he was saying if you're an atheist, you still have God in you, even though you don't know it.
That was
it. It's exciting.
Yeah, whatever. This is.
Yeah. I want to hear him cry.
Oh, is he literally crying?
Yes, he weeps. He chokes up. I don't know how far it is.
God choked him up.
The boo man. Pointing at Rob. That dude with the hickey, who ain't gonna talk about it. You know, if God did not want us to have any vagina, he would not have made me. That is all I'm saying.
Do not have any vagina. Please don't spread that rumor about me.
Checkmate, atheists. By the way, Ross Gnarly says, why did Bernie Mac die instead of this guy?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, good. Oh, shit.
I wholeheartedly agree. Oh, God.
Can't.
Don't talk about his mama.
You want to punch him.
It's so hard to be a celebrity.
Just want to beat his face with a brick.
People are so supportive.
So hard. I had two wives to tell it to, but I left up.
Sean, can you do that baby sound effect since you're the soundboard today?
Yeah. That's all I can do.
Well, Steve Harvey is doing enough time.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough of Steve Harvey.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank
you. They're puffy, right?
Sean, I want Andre.
Andre. Yeah. Wait, don't I laugh
at this?
Sean, Andre.
Can we take a breast pump and put it on your...
Of course. Table? Do you have one here? Okay.
Can I get one?
Yes.
Be careful.
Yeah.
It's like two pats of butter. Very soft.
You would probably get a huge bruise.
Really?
Why?
No.
I'm not letting you go. What happened? God damn it, I don't like secrets.
Okay.
Someone said that I sweat John Harcourt.
Yeah, so I was about to say that. Spell Steve Harvey.
Wait, what does it mean?
What does it mean that I sweat?
That's fine. You're on his dick.
Yeah. You're jocking him, yo. You're on his jock.
What does that mean?
You don't know what that means, really?
You work at MTV. You know the lingo. You know what they get to talk about.
Oh, yeah, the kids. The millennials.
Hey, everyone, say that John
They know all about his Michael.
That's true. True.
Right, Sean's parents, I just want to let you know that Sean offered for me to insert my penis into his rectum earlier in the show. He did. He said we should have sex.
You're the one that insisted.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you did.
I know. Well, I'm not going to be the top.
I don't know.
No, this is how I'm portraying the story.
Well, I'm going to call you out on being a liar again.
Again. Come around your neck.
No, yeah.
This is part of the story.
Sean gave me a...
Oh, God.
Come on,
he's joking.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to tell you. Is it abroad?
What? It was a vacuum. It was. No, I'm not going to tell you. It's none of your business.
It is our business.
Why is it your business?
We're your family.
Yeah.
You tell your parents when you have sex with Amy?
No.
So they're your family.
You just told my parents that you're going to have sex with me.
If you were married to someone, I'd assume you got the hickey from the person you're married to, but you're not, so I want to know who it is.
Wait, you had sex?
I didn't say that.
Was it sex?
I didn't say
it.
Well, you said if you had sex, that means implies that you.
It was just a general implication.
Gatan Dugas Sepsis says that Rob hooked up with someone from college. And the hickey is by your collar.
That's true. Wait, are you still on the Cupid?
Am I still on the Cupid? Yes, but I don't really.
I'm going to text Jenny and see if she has any information. Tell her things.
Some very mean things in the chat.
About
Rob?
<Yeah.
laughs>
It doesn't count as something mean you said if you're just quoting.
I won't. Let her know her.
I don't even see Jenny. You lose Jenny's copy?
That was one. All right, so never mind. I'm sorry I said it.
It was me and Noah totally made up.
Gross.
We did ecstasy. It was intense.
It was great.
You did ecstasy at brunch?
Yeah.
Well, we did before.
Brunch was ecstasy. It was so good that we had to make out, and Noah couldn't actually make out with my lips. That would be a little weird for her, so she just went for the neck.
It seems ridiculous, but I wanted to spell these rumors. Was it Jose?
It
was totally Jose.
Oh, it was. I thought it was
Jose. Yep. So Rob keeps his employment.
Oh. Jose introduced me to Slash the other day.
So
I don't know if you guys heard of Slash. He used to be the guitarist of Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' who?
Guns N' Roses.
Makes it.
Oh, yeah. More famously from Slash. But it was a really cool moment, and I don't usually get starstruck.
And that's how I got this hickey.
Yeah. And then I was like, hi, Slash. And he's like, hi, Rob.
He's used to that. He's like,
whoa, all right, sure, you're Slash, whatever.
He just assumes everybody wants to make out.
Yeah.
How'd you know it was my dad? All right. Maybe too much for her.
Her name was Crazy Eyes?
That's my dad's name.
Oh, good time to guess as he heard Noah on the air with Jose the other day, because Noah was on the
Yay.
Air with Jose.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun.
What did you get interviewed?
Where's your hickey?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You guys just flirted up.
You jealous? You jelly?
So jelly.
Well, what were you on the air doing?
It was after the Machina show. I went to say hello to him because he was away last week, and I didn't really talk much to him at the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it was while his show was on and his break was coming up, he was like, oh, just stay here with me.
Ooh.
And be on the air with me. And then, like, it was a very short break. And then he let me on for, like, another break. And we talked for maybe, like, 4 minutes, and that's a long time.
Yeah.
Did he plug our show?
No.
Just enough. Jose creeped in here. Get out of here. Jose, will you beat it? Come on.
If you want to do a whole, make us an empanadas, man. He cooks for everyone.
Funny you should mention that because he told Slash, hey, Slash, I made you some tamales.
You already did.
Yeah.
I like tamales.
And Slash's face lit up. He's like, whoa, tamales. I'm starving. Yeah. Just, well, I was going to give it to you at the end of the interview that we're doing. Because I wanted it to be like a surprise on the air.
Gonna get Slash's tomorrow.
And he's like, Slash was bummed. And Jose's like, don't worry, man. It's all about delayed gratification. And Slash totally deadpan was like, oh, I don't believe in delayed gratification.
Are you allowed to tell the story on the air? This might be confidential shit.
Why is it confidential shit? He's like, I believe in instant gratification. He goes, he's like, why drink 17 beers when you can just drink 4 shots?
Instant gratification. Now get over here and let me give you a hickey.
She's just so excited.
Let me suck on that sweet rum neck.
You're going into it.
I was like, oh, take me, Slash. Take me now.
Shit! That is a good drop.
He bend you over and, like,
wait, now who would be on top, Slash or Rob?
Slash goes.
Oh, you know what? Wherever Slash wants me to go, that's where I'm going.
So now, because he's Jewish, was there any like?
My mom would be so proud.
Oh, yeah. Is there any gefilte in the tamale? Like rookie?
Well, half gefilte.
What's his other half again?
Italian? Oh no, black,
oh,
right?
Black, or I thought he was
black.
No, I think half black. But like when they crap.
Mm-hmm. Except talented.
And OJ, right?
Except
you're the only person I know who doesn't like Lenny
Kravitz. It's not that I hate Lenny. I just, he's whatever. He's like.
I like him in the Hunger Games.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the multiple reasons I've given for not seeing that movie is that I don't have any interest in seeing Lenny Kravitz act.
He was good.
Isn't he dating
Raven
Simone?
What?
That's the Raven? Awesome.
Who, Lenny Kravitz? Isn't he like 20 years old? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is he just going to date every chick that was on the Cosby Show? Tessa Sledlow's waiting by the phone.
Yeah. Oh, she was talking about Lisa Bonet.
That was good.
Wow. I got a little excited for Lenny. That's a nice round black chick.
Who we could all go see on Sister Act on Broadway right now.
Keeping it real.
He's honoring his mom by dating him in sitcoms.
Yeah, because what would Steve Harvey think?
Oh, well.
So you're atheists and Kravitz.
They'd be idiots.
He's half Jew. Should you know that?
Someone in the chat just said Sean was stuck for watching Hunger.
Too bad. Eat it.
Why? What's wrong with the Hunger Games?
I read it. No, I like the books. I was kind of mad on the movie, but the books were fucking good.
I'll have to watch the movie for a
while. Yeah, that is true, too.
Is that like a not cool thing to watch?
I don't know. I don't understand. Some people put it's
like the same audience as Twilight.
No, but that's what's weird. But the books are nothing like, it's like a violent story.
To me, the problem with Twilight is not the audience that is in that. It's that it's a shitty story.
It's a fucking dumb story. It's like a fucking shiny
Any form of entertainment is at least somewhat colorblind.
Okay, I know.
Harry Potter's not a great story.
I could care less.
Harry Potter's great. I don't care that it's the end. Trek, that's a great movie.
The first one.
Right. I was talking about the first one. I don't care who it's in.
I'm just saying, I know Hunger Games is a whitewashed version of Battle Royale.
Yes.
But like, still, it's a good fucking violent story with, like, you know, uprising and revolution amongst, you know, like, people. It's good. It's
and
good.
Teams fighting for each other.
No, that's not even really part of the story at all. Like, that's like this total sub.
Honestly, it lost me when I found out the names of the characters. I'm like, just give them real names.
Yeah,
it
will. Yeah.
I cannot see
it. Yeah. We all wear silver suits with big white V's on. Everybody.
I got a comment in the chat here. StaySick91 says, Slash and Rob's neck is a better love story than Twilight.
A little earlier, the King of Clan said
K-L-A-N?
C-L. He kissed his neck for 6 seconds and said, "You're a handsome man, Rubinsky." And then, good times, you guys, again, with a great line, Slash ate sunflower seeds off Rava's neck.
Oh,
that's the new Coke of a hooker's kiss.
Right, so he wasn't kissing. He was feeding your neck.
It was the sunflower seeds that gave you the track.
He got them.
He was just, like, vacuuming the sunflower seeds off his neck.
There you have it. Broken the story.
Are you happy?
No.
Rava just walks around covered in sunflower. I do not. Like, it was just such a...
At home, you do.
It's
off.
Such a.
I
definitely
wipe them off.
Exaggeration of the truth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you're covered in some butter.
What? I'm not covered. There might be a shell.
Oh,
yeah,
come on.
That's not covered.
He walks in.
Oh, no.
The reason
he's not covered in sunflower seeds because there's so much of him to cover. So
no, I remember one time he came to the show. He shook out his shoes like it was like sand after going to the beach. It was just sunflower seeds.
How did he even get in
there?
When he lays on his bed in his leopard silk
boxers. His floor is carpeted in sunflowers. So when he walks around, they stick to the bottom of his feet that he puts his shoes on.
Oh, boy.
It's like walking on needles.
This is all untrue.
It's like those restaurants you go to, like,
with the peanut shell?
Dude, when me and Rob lived together, his side of the couch... When we once lift up the cushion, you could fill a bowl, like a big bowl.
It's true. This I will admit to being true. But that's because I really didn't give a shit.
Well,
yeah.
You were getting hickeys on the now you've got an image to me.
No.
We got serious.
I don't want any sunflower seeds coming out of my shirt.
Was it
it's serious.
Mad Dog Russo hitting on you in the men's room? Is that where the hickey came from?
I don't even know who that is.
Co-worker of yours.
Yeah, you guys are in the urinal and you just leaned over.
Good afternoon, Robert. How are you today?
Hey, Mikey! Good to
Yeah. I heard Noah had the ditty, Mikey. What's up with that? Come on! You can't talk about that on the air!
Can we tweet that out if it's true?
Okay. I think it's time for a music break.
Yes.
Thank you.
I need to press you off the air, though.
I'm not going to say anything.
Wow,
he
is on a mission.
I will not.
It's honestly making me really excited that I'm not telling you.
Like boner excited?
Like boner. Like it's giving me a hickey on my dick.
Nice.
This one's from Sid. Gay time do guy sepsis says, Rob, I got a hickey from Dovaninga.
He should be so lucky.
All right.
Let's Google it.
Yeah. Let's start this off with some classic Morbid Angel.
Okay, Rob, come on. We won't talk about the show. We won't talk about the show.
Okay,
just
talk
about
the show. Will
you at least tell us, is it one?
Is it
a hickey?
Yeah, it's obviously a hickey.
Is it from a girl or a guy?
No, turn the mic up, quick.
No.
God damn it, Rob. I thought we were tight.
Maybe it's just one or two of us here from outside. And we're in the room.
But well, what is it? I don't know why it even would take
me. I am probably someone we know.
Why do I have to tell you?
You don't.
Because we're friends. We share stories.
I'd like to know.
I do not feel comfortable.
I'd like to know, but if you say no, I'm going to drop
why
it.
Why would
Thank
you not feel comfortable telling your closest friends
I mean,
about a hookup?
I am going to bother you on the air because it's funny. But
I'm fine with that.
You
but,
can say
yeah.
no.
What? I just don't see why you'd be uncomfortable. There's been times you've talked about stuff on. You've talked about fucking the girl that you met online on the air. So why not off
right.
the air? You tell us who gave you a hickey. It seems way less.
Well,
major.
When you started dating Amy, you didn't
want to
tell people.
Off the air, if you asked me anything, I
told you. Well, that's it. Nobody. I just don't feel like talking about.
Is it a girl from the wrong side of the track?
Yes, I'm going out with the heroin addict.
I didn't say she had track marks.
Well, you got it out of me.
Nice. Is it Aaron?
Bruno. Bruno, come here.
Say no.
Bruno,
yes,
come here.
It's Aaron.
Oh, Aaron was that? I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, she was?
I might be joking truth there.
Rob?
No, but she was there. No, she came in with that guy.
She came in with Paul.
Like
and that guy Paul
sister,
was like hitting on my sister.
Paul
is not. He's
not
like with Aaron, though. He's like, they've known each other for 20 years. Like,
but,
no,
they, but they know each other from dating.
From dating, like, when they were 12. Though.
Aaron, is it after she was your ex girlfriend?
Yeah, labels. Yeah, I guess.
Is that why you don't want to talk about it, Rob?
Yes. You got me.
I wouldn't give a shit if he fucked around with Aaron. Bang her your heart's content.
What's her name?
I'd be happy for you. She's a nice girl.
She's a great girl.
Come on.
That's not Aaron.
Where did
I
it
fully
happen?
Promote Rob banging him.
Did it happen in your bedroom or did it happen out somewhere?
Thank you for clarifying, Darren.
Well,
my vagina.
Okay. I thought you were talking about Aaron.
No.
Did I not clarify a position correctly?
You did. Because
they started saying, oh, she has an Audi. And I didn't want that to be a false rumor. I said, what did I say? I said in the show, Noah said she does not have an Emmy.
There is
and then
about.
I said, oh, she has an Audi. She has an external roast beef vagina.
What's
so I said she did not commit to having an external one either. She just said. All right,
show
up.
You can tell us.
What does this do with
I don't know. It has to do with someone, clearly.
I got your back. Come on.
So now you leave.
Whoa! If I
Let's
leave, I will find out.
Let's all leave and leave Rob by himself. Yeah,
but
I'll scream it out. I can finally say it!
I don't even care who it was. I just want to know how it happened.
You know what? Maybe Rob is finally back in the apartment. He lost control. And he's just embarrassed.
I'm hurting my feelings. He is. Secrets are bad. With the truth, though.
Yeah, but he's not lying to you.
He's withholding is the same thing. When I know he's withholding something, that's as good as lying.
Yeah.
I know he's very forward with his greeting.
Is that my one to be human? Yes, he didn't see that I was there or whatever.
Can you?
Oh, he didn't harass me, but he massaged my elbow.
Yeah, well, the massage rubbed elbow to his attention.
Oh. Okay.
Well, we gotta mention that.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
Yeah, that'll be another experience.
And Darren, we should talk about how Jeff made the Rangers lose.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was gonna actually.
He was off that night.
I forgot, I was gonna mention the Jeff aspect, but I was gonna say. How happy. I was going to say I'm not going to be able to point because the show's not about hockey, but
we might as well tie in with Jeff.
No,
since We've already talked about how people were giving him credit for Ranger Lynch.
What happened?
He stopped caring.
Yes, he fucked up.
There was something else on his DVR that night. He had to catch up on. I wonder if there's been any posts on his Facebook.
Yeah, I'm like pretty cool
about
it
since the Rangers lost.
Chicken. Yeah, I was gonna have that later. I'm gonna put it down. So I'm gonna save the salad.
Imagine it's like, Jeff, how can you fuck up?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I don't miss you anymore. You're
think,
terrible.
Isn't his thing gone, though? I think it's
gone. Oh, yeah. They heard us talking about it.
I know that there's a... Jeff, there's an RIP. I'll find it squid because I know the team.
Oh. Oh, there's another Jeff Beaver moment. We're farming him.
Yeah, that's why I just get him off his
back. Yes, I got it. You just put in Jeff Beaver in RIP.
So his actual Facebook has been taken down now?
Yeah.
I can't believe they're talking about Falconer and Adam and Bill in the chat room. Like, I wonder if Falconer knows that people talk about him.
It's one corner of the internet where they're actually popular.
There's not much activity. The last thing is great gift. A great birthday yesterday. You gave yourself a great gift in making the Rangers win last, which was May 13th.
Well,
when
it was here, we believed everything.
Yeah.
Now we don't.
Well, no. If
no, his profile is done.
Yeah, this is his. By the way, they picked the worst possible picture. Look at this. Oh, it's like Peter Griffin.
Well, it's the most recent photo where he's smiling.
But why? Looks like looking when he's on death's door. Yeah. Hi, Jeff. I'm a little late, but I was out of town this weekend.
What? What? Late for what? Like birthday wishes or something? Oh, God.
You should have your birthday up there. I hope you watched and enjoyed your second annual Memorial Tribute game of the Floyd Mason. Yes, I know you're watching the Rangers today. No. Sorry, Jeff. Sorry, Jeff.
Get him next week. It's just amazing how both games they were down 3-0 and then came back just to lose. They were down 2-0 and came back just to lose. Pathetic. But now all three Devils fans are super excited. They have another parade in the parking lot. How upset is Gary Bettman? We could have had New York, LA.
So what?
But then again, Jersey. Nobody cares about that.
Who cares about the fucking rate? They don't get good ratings when the Rangers do anything either. They're just slightly better than the business.
I'm sure it's a lot better than when it's Jersey.
I don't think it matters. I think the hockey gets shitty ratings no matter who the team is.
I don't know. I feel like.
I think the finals are the only thing that gets any rating. And whoever the teams are, it doesn't really matter. If the Rangers are going to probably go up a little.
Well, that day, they don't take any little bit.
Right. So I'm saying not even a hang of stuff.
No. That was going to happen. He'd have done it a long time ago.
Yeah, that's one of those expansions.
He has to go get his own lunch. I told you that story, right? The NHL league office is like by my office. One time I was like just in the Rockefeller Concourse getting lunch, and I saw him coming out of one of those like salad to go places. And Bettman gets his own fucking lunch.
We got to cut costs to that fucking
league. The commissioner of the National Hockey League.
No, they broke.
Yeah. It was sad. Even though David Stern's not getting his own
I
That's cool.
Then someone called in and said, you have all communicated. Hey.
I would say.
That once it's like TV rights are given, like SNY will screen the shit out of that.
Yeah.
So, just have to keep an eye out.
Okay, Dave Hill said June 10th.
So,
yeah,
yeah. And if nothing comes up on our end, we can't do this.
June
24th
and
23rd,
we're going to
the Lion's Fest. Yeah. I told you right, I wasn't able to get you a... That's a really soon.
How do you get it
yet?
If you buy it now, it's $700.
Is that for both days?
Yeah.
So festival again, that's not sad.
Yeah.
I'm going because I know that I'll be able to get backstage as soon as
I come. Oh, Jenny. I texted her about your hickey and she's like, who is this?
Nice.
With that question. Respond to my text, Rob.
Not sure all along a second now.
Behind masks still? How far back?
Two. The Nats are playing now.
Okay.
I actually rather see the Nats win and push the Braves down now. I think the Nats will eventually lose. I think they're going to have a rush team.
See, the thing with the Nats, though, is before long they're going to have Morrison work back.
Yeah, but I don't...
So they've got reinforcements coming where the Braves don't. So I can see more the Nats holding on.
I think the Nats pitching is doing too fucking well.
That's true.
They're good. They're going to have a good staff. But they're way
cool.
Over.
40 seconds, and then we'll be back. Is that cool?
They're going to suck. Oh, he saw Boston blew it in the ninth.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about the old days?
Napoli.
What did he do?
Palmer.
Okay.
3-run squad throughout the game. Napoli.
Ah, I fucked it up again. All right, welcome back to the show. We are in a delayed hour number 2 live, but if you're listening to the archive, nothing is delayed for you because time doesn't matter. My little time doesn't matter jingle.
Can you say it a little more fabulously?
Time doesn't matter.
Can you make your voice cry like Glenn's voice
cries? Time doesn't matter. No? Okay. I'll talk about the music break. You just heard Skeleton Witch with Submit to the Suffering. Before that was Decapitated with Spheres of Madness. Noah and I saw them a few days ago with the sugar. They were destructive.
Oh, my God. We were so high because we ate hot brownies before.
That is all accurate. Before that was Dillinger Escape Plan with Sunshine the Werewolf. And we kicked things... Oh, no. Then before that was Black Breath with Sentence Life. And, of course, we kicked things off with Morbid Angel, Where the Slime Lives. That was a Rob Pick music break. Yeah.
So a lot of good shows.
Lots of,
huh?
That was the only show that I attended, I think.
Oh.
Oh, we were talking about the Behemoth show, Behemoth and Watane, but that was a few weeks ago. And the reason we were talking about that was because Ken Pierce was there.
Oh.
And
did he kick your neck?
Well, it was that
worse.
Where was
it? Irving Plaza.
It was at Irving Plaza, and we were in the back by the bar, and we just got in there, and the band was setting off. We were in a group of people, it was dark, it was crowded, and I see Ken Pierce walking up to Rob to say hello, and he, like, tickled Rob's elbow.
Yeah,
oh.
He massaged my elbow.
Hey.
Is that what a hickey came up?
Yes. Ken Pierce gave me a hickey. It's true.
There's some speculation in the chat that that serious stock prices are plunging. Is that true?
They're plunging?
Can you really go lower than a nickel? I mean, how much? Is it a plunge when you go from 5 cents to 3?
We're not allowed to talk about serious stuff.
What?
No, you just don't want
serious stuff?
Serious.
You just don't want it, though. It was something nice. We talk about this Sway's penis in his, in his hat. What are you talking about? Okay.
So secretive.
But that has
become of us.
But I feel like even if the stock does... well or not well.
Yeah.
Like, we have no investment in that.
Oh, you're
stock
wrong.
No, not stock options.
But the worse the stock does, the more chance that the whole fucking thing goes under.
That's not always the case.
Sometimes.
Right, but, like, it depends how much of their company is public. Maybe they only have, like, 10% of their company is, you know.
Either way, it's not a good sign if the stock is down some 5 cents.
Well, when Sirius was doing that, Liberty Media failed them out. So I think that at the end of this year, a lot of the board members are changing.
Hmm.
Maybe that's what it was.
Okay.
Maybe they sold them.
I just wanted to set Sid off. I know that he hates Sirius.
I don't hate Sirius.
Or you like to beat the needle more.
Well, no, it's just because that one time when I was at the in my elevator at work and they give the stock updates. And there's like an up green arrow or a down red arrow.
You're talking about on the Captivate Network?
Yes, exactly.
The arrow is fuchsia.
Is there any other stocks?
Yeah.
It gives you all news.
Yeah, all news, but among that, stocks. So it was an up green arrow for Sirius, but the change was 0.00. So it's just like, how bad are you doing when just lateral is considered good?
That's not from Sirius. That's probably just how their algorithm is. That if it's unchanged, it all just
right,
shows
up way to explain away my joke. The point is that it was very low.
It could have been 0.0001.
Sirius closed down 6 cents. Valued at $1.93 a share.
I gotta get on that. Yeah,
yep. If you're trying to buy.
And then
you're sort of Robin Hood's boss.
Wow.
That's
true.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm gonna buy one share and get 7 cents change.
You get to dictate Ross Polis. That's what that earns you. And you get a nice tip.
And you get a hickey.
Yeah. I guess you put Moose in Jose's Moloch.
Oh. And his carne asada.
No, I don't know.
He'll make you some chocolate sauce. he likes to cook for people.
True.
The thing.
Can we talk about Danzig for a second?
Sure.
Always.
Yes!
Danzig gave an interview to LA Weekly, and it was another classic Danzig interview.
Now, that's the thing. That's the key phrase. He gave them. They didn't ask for it.
Hey, let me in.
He opened all the questions.
Take this fucking interview right now.
I got something to say.
I did an interview today.
Well, apparently he was once considered for the role of Wolverine. Early on in the development process for X-Men, like 10 years before they made the movie. I actually looked this up.
This was at the same time as Hulk Hogan was playing Bates from Dallas.
Right, exactly. So anyway, in this interview they asked, early in the film's pre-production, you were in talks to play Wolverine. How would you have played Logan / Wolverine differently than Hugh Jackman? And he just goes, It wouldn't have been as gay.
Oh.
Actually, he wasn't the first choice. They hired Doug Ray Scott. I don't know who that is. He had a falling out with the director, and then they hired Hugh Jackman.
He's gay too, yeah.
I'm glad I didn't do it. It was terrible.
What was the movie was terrible?
Yeah, I thought the first X-Men was...
I'm sure it was much better with Danzig.
A man with the confidence of Danzig, I figured he'd be like, I should have done it because I would have made it good.
Wow.
Instead of on, it would have been terrible. Okay.
He's saying even his acting prowess couldn't have saved it. It was so terrible.
And then there was some. So then I questioned if Danzig was a homophobe for describing Hugh Jackman's performance as gay.
Is that really something you need to question, Rob? Really?
Well,
you aren't sure if Danzig's a homophobe? Come on. He's from Jersey.
Hugh Jackman's gay.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right.
He likes musicals. He's pretty gay.
Yeah.
He's married, but he's married to his agent.
Oh, well,
but, you know, like, the whole thing is that, you know, do little boys want a gay Wolverine on their wall?
Who cares?
Why would that matter?
If little boys have an actor on their wall, odds are he's gay. So, but they don't want it to be public because then they may not sell any.
I mean, look, we're all progressive thinkers. There are people
who aren't. I think it's good to have, you know, someone to bust that up because he can be a badass and still be gay.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I think a gay Wolverine would be awesome.
Well, they
wouldn't you, Sean? Wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's like that dude on The Wire.
Oh, my.
It's
nothing important, but 1 million moms take up the charge to write emails to DC Comics.
1 million what?
1 million moms.
Oh, moms. Not moms.
Yeah.
Moms. 1 million moms.
They want everyone to contact DC Comics and Marvel and be like, hey, we should not have sexual orientation in the comic books that kids read, blah, blah, blah.
What?
Really?
Have you read comic books?
Also, hey, moms, kids don't read comic books anymore. It's 30-year-old dudes.
Me. I do. I read graphic novels.
Graphic novels.
Where are these little kids?
You're a faggot, Sean. You shouldn't be Wolverine.
I literally read a Wolverine graphic novel yesterday.
So I love that someone in the comment was like, seriously, you think that makes him a homophobe?
Yes.
Give it a rest. I love that, Darren, you responded. So to you, playing a role softer equals gay. Gays are soft. Sounds like a stereotype. And then he goes, yeah, it's a stereotype. So what?
it's a linguistics thing in this case, not a prejudicial thing.
Maggot! Maggot!
Well, I know the dude that played Silver Surfer was gay in that second Fantastic.
Who played it?
Harvey Fire.
Some sack.
I could have played that too.
I think it was Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
At Silver Surfer. No.
I don't want to see Neil Patrick Harris in the body.
Have you seen Silver Surfer in the car? I mean, it's very gay.
Okay. Yeah, he's just a naked, stealth man.
Very
painted
gay.
Silver.
Hey, it's good casting.
Yeah.
Isn't he an alien, the Silver Surfer?
Yeah, he's an alien.
So he's not really, I mean, he doesn't have like... Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He's not wearing a suit, but somehow there's something covering his junk. I don't understand.
So he has junk.
No. I don't know. There is like a ball.
Maybe it's asexual.
Maybe.
They have porn with Marvel Comics.
They have porn parodies.
Fan fiction.
That's not official. Mm-hmm. It's not canon. That's the term. Right?
How do you know that?
One of the other questions was, you collect action figures of yourself. What do you do with them? And he goes, I don't collect action figures of myself.
That's for faggots. Yeah!
I read in one interview that you did. I never said that. They put out action figures of me.
There are action figures of dancing?
Okay, here we go. But you don't collect them? No one makes them except a Japanese company called Mediacom. I mean, I have three, but how would I be collecting them? So you do have the action figures. They aren't really action figures. They are this big, makes a hand gesture larger than action figure size. Oh, they are this big.
Checkmate, faggot.
Who's
Gavin
talking to again?
This interviewer, just the LA Weekly.
Get time to do this.
Except they're not really talking, they're just giving each other hickeys.
That's how the metal media works these days, apparently. Yeah. It doesn't tell their friends about it, fucking dick.
Yeah.
Helicopter clowns.
He's really angry.
I'm hurt. I am hurt.
He went all the way through the music break.
I am hurt,
rocks.
Legitimately. So friends tell each other.
Why do they tell each other?
Because that's what makes them friends.
Mm-hmm. No, friends would respect each other's privacy.
No, that's how friends do it all.
Have we just met?
That's
what point. Yeah. Once you enter the friend zone, respect goes out the window.
Sid probably have one of your pubic hairs in his mouth because you guys
look like that. Sid started jerking off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw it.
In utero.
Well, all right. Let me rephrase that. Sid claims.
I didn't see his dick in his hand.
Wait,
his pants are around his ankles. No, Rob knows. We've talked about this.
He pumped him on the air.
Yeah.
Where he was relaxing. Remember, that's where the whole relaxing drink came from.
Relaxing boxes, as
they Rob didn't mind when you opened the door. It was the thing that
he didn't. I think he was just trying to act natural so as to not freak me out. I don't think it was one of those, come on in and help me out if you want.
That's a tough gambit, though. You've got to really sell that. If you
Rob's
really jerking off.
He's taking improv classes.
What do you say? Hey, man, what's up?
No, I walk in, and I don't know why I didn't just back out, but I was like, so son, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, relaxing.
Right, he's going, yeah.
And then I slowly backed out of the room.
Well, he had a giant chair, right, with back feet. So
No. He was like profile.
Oh,
and
okay.
His computer was here, and I come in this way.
And the penis area was blocked.
No, yeah, he was in his chair, like the arm, and he his pants were around his ankles.
Do you have a long shirt on?
I don't see how that's not jerking off. Hands on the ankle.
I'm just saying, the second I walked in, I didn't see his dick in his hand.
That's okay. Fair enough, but do you ever sit with your pants around your ankles if you're not jerking off?
No. No.
Only at work.
You've never done that? What's wrong? You haven't.
Only taking your shit the other time.
Yeah.
Maybe he was shitting in his chair.
Is that what's saying the smoke coming from your room?
Yes, I was shitting.
Which is less embarrassing?
Yeah, I'm trying to try it.
Just sitting in a pool of your own shit.
Or pump.
Or jerking off in front of Sid.
It's covered in cum and had silk flower seeds. Like being part of feathers.
Well, when cum dries, it can be like this.
Yeah,
it's sticky as shit.
Oh, I saw something. Someone posted a screenshot from 4chan where there's a guy, he said he jerks off, waits till the cum gets hard, and then chops it up and puts it into baggies and then hands it out at like raisins so that people snort his cum crystals.
That's pretty.
And tells them that it's free drugs.
I don't believe that. I think he is just saying that.
It's just a funny idea.
That is the epitome of 4chan.
Dan Tan has my back. He says Robert was picking out sunflower seeds from his pants. There we go. That's what I was doing.
But your pants were on the floor.
My boxers. I guess my boxers.
And I think that was actually pre your like crazy sunflower seed phase.
I didn't know there was a pre and post.
Brown eventually.
Mine doesn't. It turns transparent.
Like yellowish.
No, but no. Oh. If you come into a white washcloth and leave it there for a week, it's gonna like get
it's gonna
a
be
yellowy
yeah.
kind
yeah.
of.
Not brown.
Not brown. No.
But you got a medical problem.
Peanut butter on the brain. You better check yourself.
You better check yourself.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey would turn around if he walked into a room and my pants were down. He was like, he's like, you an idiot.
You're clearly an atheist.
You atheists is how.
I could just tell how Rob prays.
He would finally understand if he watched it with Rob Palin. He would finally understand that humans didn't descend from
us. Wow.
Go easy on Steve Harvey.
Where is your testicular barometer? What temperature is your sperm be at? So they're saying that cum turns down after several days. That's what I'm saying.
Nothing ever really tested that.
Have you ever, like, come to your boxer and then you go do the laundry?
No. I come into a tissue or I come off my own body and wipe it up and shower.
What if you're just laying in bed and you're lazy and you're like, oh, well, I have my boxer.
I don't do it. Why would I waste boxes?
What's waste? It just washes right off.
And clearly you're not that lazy of doing this vigorous activity.
But once you're done, you're tired.
That is true. I'm very tired. But
you're
I keep
it's like a washcloth and then you rinse it up.
So then you like think about the whole thing. Do you have everything ready? You have your paper towel on your nightstand?
No, I don't think
I
do.
I don't
think
the towel is
I don't.
So then,
for everything, not just coming, like stoves and everything.
Right. So then what if you don't have your paper towel?
No, but there's a washcloth and hand towel in my dresser, like literally 3 feet from my bed.
Are you going to
reuse
that?
Let's say you're laying in bed, right? And you have your last
time. But hold on. So what if you reuse it? It washes off.
It's
just
gross. She's saying it's a washcloth.
The only person I feel bad for is the Asians that do my laundry when I drop it off, and they're handling the cum rag, putting it into the laundry machine to wash it.
Oh, you're very slurpy.
Slurpy or sloppy?
Slurpy.
I still don't know.
You're
coming, boy. I think that's why she always winked at me when I said it.
You're coming.
Slow week in the bedroom.
Your wife said, no, give your hand to Henry. Please give me a card for the massage parlor.
Right down
the
brook.
You can come into their
town. Very nice.
It's 65-year-old raisins.
Give a good
Henry.
So yeah, I'll just finish on my chest and walk the 3 feet, grab the hand towel, wipe
it
off.
You'll come on yourself and you'll get up and
it's all running down your torso, you're covered in it.
Yeah.
What if it drips on your floor and you have to like bend down and lift it?
Well, you have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Actually get out the Swiffer and
clean. Or if it drips onto the shag rug in my bedroom, I'll just use my foot and ram it into the rail.
I'm gonna climb the walls when I go there.
No, it's never happened. It's never happened.
John never invites us over.
Oh, shit.
Semen everywhere.
Come.
Yeah.
All over.
Well, I mean, I can invite you over in a month when I don't live there anymore.
What did you do, Darren, when you had that jizz on your ceiling? Did you have to get a new ceiling? Did you spackle?
Did you hold a Swiffer up?
No, I climbed up on. I was right over my bed, so I climbed the bed and I reached up under the bed.
I still don't know how to get that distance.
Amazing. I marked it with an X, so I can always remember.
I wish you had your webcam on when you recorded
it. Listen, I'll tell you. First of all,
this
was 2004. I didn't have a webcam. Try not jerking off for 35 days, which is what happened to me. And
that's right.
So no sex or anything.
It's no sex, no nothing. That's a tall order.
How many days can you go, Sean?
Well, am I single or in a relationship? Because right now I think my significant other would be like, what the fuck?
But you grew up in the closet.
You can still eat her pussy.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, I just wouldn't have to finish, right?
Yeah.
I can
get a strap on.
Mm-hmm. And I generally have a good distance anyway from my normal time. Times five.
I'd say maybe max 2 weeks.
Okay, so in 2 weeks,
on
the live cast, we're
going to
have you
jerk off. Zoom, take off the... Take a photo. Twitch with your
name. That might be pressure just
to be like a card of
yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. Having the four of you guys like, yeah, do it. Go.
Are you kidding me? That's your best.
Okay, it is.
So don't only do it if Rob tells us where the hate came from. Otherwise, you won't.
Oh, true. Wait, now, after the 35 days, was it more gelatinous than usual? Like, you know, like the cum jelly,
was it more gastrous?
Huh?
Was it more gastrous?
Yeah, it was very gastrous. Semenizing was gastrous.
It was like condensed milk.
It was like, usually I'll get like four big ropes and then a little trickle.
But do you have the little jelly blobs in amongst the
disgusting? I know what you're saying. No, it's very milky. He's saying, was it milky or clear? Very milky, white, straight up white.
Because I've noticed that there's times I went more than a week or whatever. That first time after the break, there's some just very tiny, like less than like a pea size, like little, like almost like jelly. You can roll around your fingers like a gelatinous little blob.
Well, I think by the time I except collapse and needed after, I didn't even know.
Blacked out for 2 days.
It was probably like 20 minutes before I went up and cleaned it.
Yeah.
So, and by that time it was transparent.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, I told you, I usually get like 4.5 big white ropes, and then this was like 12 ropes.
That's straight. Like a Peter North kind
of thing. Wow, Darren, you come a lot.
I don't think I come a lot. Like,
well, you also only come once a week, though, right? Or only masturbate.
Once a week at most.
Ropes, you mean like it shoots out, like it's a string?
Yeah, I would say. On a good one. Yeah.
I find that I will shoot if I wait a few days. Otherwise, it just like...
Dribbles out.
No, it doesn't dribble out. But like the distance is dependent on like how long it's been.
Right. Well, yeah.
But
exactly.
I definitely shoot out.
When I jerk off way more than I do.
Can you
not
wait? Let me just say that I shoot out.
Not internally.
You want to correct the other very gay one that you said before? What was that again?
I don't know.
Good luck finding the gay sounding thing Rob said on a live cast.
Oh. That's like a needle in a needle
set. Speaking of needles, he's needling you with a visor.
I guess that doesn't come out on the audio.
Wait, what's coming out? It's like a needle in a needle set.
Yeah, I like that though. I'm gonna use that.
You really think 4 strong pumps is a lot though?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's Peter North's quality, man.
I don't think 4. I think it's like 7.
But still,
but
it's the amount.
It thin? No, it's thick. It's like
the first 3 are kind of thick, then it dribbles out.
Your mouth is watering right now.
No, I like knowing about how guys come.
You can ask me anytime. No problem with my cum. You need to put out a cum log.
Yeah.
But when I used to jerk off a lot more before I started imposing limits on myself, it was more dribble because I have a more healthy lifestyle.
I like that you're doing the jerk off. I like that your hand is cupped really wide.
They're asking if your cum comes out in ropes.
No, it's not
in ropes. More of a splashy, what is it?
Like putting your thumb over a hose?
No, it's not. It's a progression.
I've seen those videos.
Oh, it starts slow and then blood comes?
Yeah, it starts off clear and sometimes...
like a milky way in there?
And it's like white.
Yeah. Like, what's the distance you're talking
about?
Oh,
no.
It runs down your
butt. There are no ropes.
It right, just dribbles out, just runs out.
Once
the
eye. Okay. Someone just said that Rob is like Tobias Funke. He says gay things that I didn't realize that.
He just blew himself?
Yeah, exactly.
Not sure.
So would you be more of an oozer than a squirter? Or what's the story?
Squirting is a different process, but even when I do squirt, it doesn't shoot out sounds like a geyser.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But usually it's just, it gets really wet down there. And not recommended just, you know, from the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Get all over.
Motion of the ocean.
Is it like a Spider-Man fucking webbing to your fingers when you're back?
Hulk Hogan's handlebar stash has a good question. How does No clean her cum?
She lets Bruno come in.
Oh!
Yuck!
Yuck!
Because it's different from men. You'd have to sit on something to catch it. Men can direct where the cum is going.
Right, but I mean, for me, it gets all over. Like, it'll get all over my vagina and my thighs.
Doesn't it get on below you, whatever you're sitting on?
And then also, like, in my butt crack.
Oh,
but you're on your sheet? The tub, Bill.
Oh, you're doing this in the tub, right? I forgot.
Well,
in bed. You ever do it
in bed? Yeah.
Okay, you continue.
Have you ever done it not in the tub?
Yeah. You do it in bed? Squirting? Squirting in bed?
Yeah.
What do you
do?
Do
you
wash
your sheets?
Yeah, do you lay down tinfoil or something?
I have a towel.
Wax paper?
Wax paper. Like butcher paper?
It's like a Gallagher show.
Yeah. A blue camping tarp. Oh, God.
This thing is working by the Home Depot.
Like mousetrap.
Yeah.
I read that somewhere though.
But no, it's an idiot.
Yeah, right. That's where I read it. Gotta be true.
I mean, I feel like guys that like them are guys that like really.
No, it's not like, well, maybe I keep confusing with the one we talked about, the puffy one. Because that doesn't look young at all. Like
what's the puffy one?
It's puffy lip. Yeah, it's internal, but it's like, it bulges out. Like, it's like it's the actual.
It's like two lemons.
The lips bulge out, but the in there don't bulge out. They don't
right.
Stick.
So instead of being flat and then just being like going internal, it's actually like more bulbous, like this, like a W.
It looks swollen. It looks like
someone punched him in the cunt, and like the lips just swell out, and the inside ones just stayed tucked in.
And what about the inside? Like, because those look like there's no clitoris.
Yeah. These do too. It's just the fat outer lips are just really fat. They're just like more, you know, bulk. And this could be on a skinny girl, which is, that's just how their body is made.
The peanut butter on the brain has a very good question for you. Do you score it too, like?
No.
Do you masturbate to us talking?
No.
How do you think she'd masturbate to her own voice? Yeah.
You should isolate.
Can I
have
my Sean Gresson?
Yeah, maybe. He didn't even listen to the show.
He only listens to his parts. And fast forward.
Oh, man. I'm a bust right now.
While I work with my headphones on.
Give me that Doritos, man. Oh, that was your part in yourself?
That's what I sound like in my own head.
I don't know. Somebody getting pregnant. Whatever. Bob doesn't exist. I'm not showing up next week. He's a black son.
Just kidding.
Usually I have a towel. I just always think it's so funny with guys, like how they have different things. Like I had one guy who always had baby wipes around.
Ew, weird.
Yeah.
No. Why is that weird?
It's a wet. I have baby wipes.
What is weird about it? It's a wet napkin to wipe the semen off your.
It'll still be wet. It'll still be wet.
It's like taking a quick shower.
Well, they're not attacking you.
I'm just saying. You're attacking. I am defending baby wipes.
I'm going to take a wet napkin and wipe it off. I'm still going to feel wet and weird.
Well, then you take a drop.
Can you acknowledge how Russian Rob is, but he thinks wiping yourself with a baby wipe is like a quick shower?
Sure! I'm not saying it's a substitute for a shower. Yeah. I'm saying that you don't have access to a shower at the moment.
You waste too much water.
Yeah.
You should only, after you wrestle with me, you can
wash the bear.
Yeah.
Peanut Butter on the Brain says, Sean jerks off on Avi from the Rudy.
Other way.
stash is a cum catcher.
He did have a stash when we met him.
I actually did not go to that show because I threw my back out sometime during the night.
So you were going to let me go to that show and you were just going to ditch me?
No, no, I mean, that day I wouldn't.
Like,
actually, I gave away the ticket, so you wouldn't have gone anyway.
Sean, I need that Let's Get Ready to Rumble time.
Yep. Let's get ready to rumble! No, I went to Bronx on the boat Wednesday, and for some reason...
You posted a picture of that guy on Instagram, and I wrote, is that your new boyfriend? Then he deleted my comment.
Because it is.
You put it on Vanessa's photo, and it's still there. Welcome to the internet.
Let's look it up.
Did Vanessa think that was weird?
No, she wrote LOL if you go back and look at it. But anyway, yeah, no. I shot the shit with Matt in the box afterwards. Okay. Because we were on a boat and you were kind of trapped there. So okay,
it's not on the photo.
It's on Vanessa's, not on mine.
I'm on Vanessa's.
Oh,
nope.
Are you sure it says John?
Oh, sure.
Maybe, no, how can I mistake Vanessa for you?
Oh, on Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
I'm looking on Facebook.
No. Anywho. Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
New, like, guy crush.
Yeah. What was it? Steve from Trap Gun, then Javi, and now Matt from the Bronx.
Oh, yeah, you're over with Magoo guy now that they've been on HBO.
Oh, God.
Fuck them.
Even though I thought it was kind of cool, did you see that there was a preliminary thing where they were going to actually be on the show with these bit parts? It's kind of rad. But, right here. Clubscake says, is that your new boyfriend? When Marina says,
he wishes!
And then Vanessa says,
LOL!
So anyway, woke up and I totally feel like I threw my back out somehow. I don't know if this is on the show.
Isn't that the best way to go to a prank show? Because I was like, well, I'm already hurt, so I went.
Yeah, well, I walked there like a raptor Mr. Burns, kind of just like, hey guys, what's all?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. But then we went to the Converge show on last night. My back was still fucked up. Today is the first day that it wasn't. And that show sucked. Like, that was a Rorschach reunion. No. Converge was fine, except for, like, the audio mix was, like, really sucked. Like, the music was really low.
Okay,
and
what?
No, there was a sound, like a soundboard was shitty. And, like, the music was really low, and then Jake was, like, really hot. Like, the vocals were super loud. And it was kind of irritating.
Where was this?
Yeah. La Poison Rouge.
Oh.
Can I just read a comment from the chat? Cam, do you get this? It says, Sean threw his back out giving Rubba a hickey.
Oh, maybe. Probably.
Let's not joke about that anymore. I'm really upset. It's not funny.
Sid is such a yenta. He needs to know all the information or he is not satisfied.
Yeah. I don't know any of the information.
Exactly.
I don't know any.
You know that I have a hickey.
Like
that's what
I
can.
That's all we want. Like, yeah.
It's like your mother.
Can you know if it's male or female given?
That's the first thing he would not say. If it was male, he would never tell us that.
Why not?
Because
Rob Halford likes to.
You're burning up.
I am.
I'm going to throw water on you.
No, it's scored him. We need you.
Anywho, so the show sucked because it was all, like, bro core fucks, like, you know, because it was the Rorschach reunion, then this is fucking someone played beforehand, whatever. And it was just all these dudes, you know, with their flat-billed caps and their, like, XXX shirts and shit. I was like, this fucking guy. Right. But Conversion, they're good. But they played two new songs, one where I was like,
eh,
and the other one was fucking ripped.
You were, like, all the way up in the front?
No, we were kind of, like, quarter of the way back to the left.
Who was we?
Me and Vanessa.
Man, you took Vanessa to that?
She LOLs at them all the time.
She is seriously the nicest person ever for you to drag her to all these shitty hardcore
and
shows.
And for her to wear flip-flops all day and carry around shoes so when we go to the show, she doesn't get her toes stepped on and literally change before she went into the show.
Smart.
I'm like, oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just let her stay home? Why do you take her?
Yeah, why can't you just have girls night?
Like,
because it's an even trade. I have to go with her to see, like, Feist and Sia and all the other
But they're like, you kind of...
Oh, it was Feist. Like, all respect, like, wonderful musician, like, you know, musicianship, the whole band, everything was great, but, like, I could have fell asleep. Like, it was just terrible. Like, I would rather hear that in the background somewhere.
But at least to those shows, you could, like, bring a book. Just, like, read.
I wouldn't do that there. That'd be like, you know, thanks for paying for this ticket and make me fucking sit here and read while I'm, like,
yeah.
I don't know, I'm not that guy. But, no, she liked it because she liked the energy of the show. She liked watching kids be idiots and crowd surf and shit. Like, she was having a ball at the Bronx, but she actually liked them. She liked the Bronx.
I saw them once like 10 years ago. I did not like it.
Good stuff.
They're open for Snapcase, I think, and I thought it was just noise.
Hey, Morbid Toaster said the smell of muscle milk must have lingered around the venue.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously. It was B.O., muscle milk, and like...
I always see that. Oh, okay.
Protein shake, yeah.
And a gay porn series, probably. It has to be,
muscle
right?
Milk, well.
Yeah.
Starring Bruce Penis. Did you see that sketch? It's from Human Giant.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, Bruce Penis. Yeah. No, Anna was also trying to be like a hardcore matinee. Like the doors opened at 5 and the music started at 6. I was like,
that's not a matinee, man.
No shit.
Yeah, that was 3. Yeah.
So it was all around was disappointing.
I can't believe you're shitting on Rich Hall's booking.
No, no, but like, yeah, but I say Converge did fucking great. I just wish the sound was a little better. And Rich was a nice guy, as usual. He hugged a little too long.
Would that be the episode title? Sean says, fuck Rich Hall.
But never said that.
I still like the gastrous ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gastrous. That's a gastrous ball.
We had a gastrous ball at the show.
Yeah. What was it? It was a real gas.
Mm-hmm. It was a gas.
Thank you.
Balls.
Oh, good drop.
Oh, did we talk about the Rangers losing because Jeff wasn't watching?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to talk too much about this. I know our audience doesn't care, but I was absolutely thrilled that the Rangers choked to the Devils recently.
No.
Why?
First of all, I'm so that's a rivalry. But Ranger fans to me are like Charlie Brown kicking football. Because every year they believe that the team's going to win the Stanley Cup. And they only win once every Haley's Comet. Mm. So I understand being a fan of a team that doesn't win that often. But
I like
then,
the Cubs.
But the Cubs say, exactly, Cubs fans don't walk around saying they're going to win the World Series.
No, we've accepted that we're losers.
Right. So, you know, I mean, if it happens, great. But, you know, you don't...
So you don't like their confidence? You don't like Rangers' optimism?
I don't mind.
You don't like that the Rangers got to believe?
I don't mind this optimism if it's justified. Let's put it that way.
I will say that it was a great moment to see the Hawks play the Rangers at Madison Square.
Right.
And
the Hawks
won. Yeah. And watch all these fucking burly assholes like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
They're
saying that drinking a muscle movie.
But isn't that just hockey fans in general?
I don't know. There's definitely a different air. I've never been to a Rangers game until then, and their fans had a whole different kind of mood setting than any show I thought in Chicago.
Any show?
Show. Fucking game. Match. I would watch that.
So Sid brought up the fact that why didn't Jeff make the Rangers win?
I thought this was like, you know, season of destiny because there's one guy in heaven looking down on the Rangers and whatever, trumped everything else.
He had something else to do.
Yeah.
Somebody lost their ballpoint pen.
Oh, it's the Rangers.
You think that Steve Harvey believes that Jeff?
I indubitably know. That is what he's done before. But he don't always be giving you what you want. That is the problem.
Jeff in mysterious ways.
Jeff, when I was married to my two ex-wives, I prayed to Jeff that we could stay together. But Jeff had different plans. And I accept his choice for my business. Someone just said, yo, Jeff, can you make Rob tell Sid again the hickey?
Yeah, really? We're smoking Sid. Do it for Sid.
Jeff, can you cure Noah's ginger fix? You have a ginger fix? Who was the ginger that you were fixing?
Well, like David Stain and Axl Rose, you had a big name.
Once she met Sean, she realized, oh, Ginger's not really
terrible.
Danny, look at that. I had that weird Danny Pussy fixation for a while. The kid from different show.
Hey, Jim.
The kid from Salute Your Shorts?
Oh.
Hey, and Terminator 2?
Yeah. Can you make Sean say what comics he is? He reads Peanut Butter on the Brain.
And Archie.
Archie.
I am a graphic novel fan. I don't read.
Comics
are for kids.
Okay.
Wow, that's even worse than saying you read comics.
I just like to wait till the run is done and then get it all bound in one book.
Okay.
That's it.
So how is that any different?
That's what I mean. I just don't want to, like, fucking wait, keep waiting for the next one.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Yeah.
You just don't like waiting.
No.
I read comic
gratification right now.
I ain't no fag to wait. I agree to go.
Only gays wait.
Fag it!
Like, I already pre-ordered Avengers vs. X-Men. It doesn't come out until November as one full clip.
Wow.
I just like to go to Emmett's house and watch him draw and write the story. I don't actually wait till it comes out. So I'm a little bit angry.
Yeah.
Let's the guy from
Aurora, Illinois.
I wait for Alan Moore to write something.
Yeah.
Out his basement.
I just kind of want a piece of that guy's beard. You're kind of tight?
I just feel if Jack Kirby didn't draw it, I'm not reading it.
No, it's all gone downhill after the Golden Age of comics.
Someone, Ross Marley, wants us to ask Jeff what his favorite Taking Back Sunday.
The second one. I was late. We were even calling
Jeff.
I'll honestly answer.
Yeah, Ross, we shouldn't waste the Jeff wish on that.
Yeah, Jeff is a busy guy, you know.
Jeff only grants a certain amount of wishes mentally over
him. I think it's just karma. You just don't want to overdo it because then you're asking for the same.
Yeah, he's like the giving tree.
Not that Sid's picking that someday favorite song is
that's a pretty wasted request.
Yeah. That's how
we
just asked him.
Yeah.
Right. That's a super.
Yeah, don't use Jeff for what Facebook can accomplish.
Right,
clearly,
or just calling him for the show.
He can't do everything because he didn't let the Rangers win.
Right?
He was busy making other wishes.
Well, did the Mets win that night? What? Was that Friday night? That Rangers
yeah,
game?
That was.
And they did not win. Oh, wait, yeah, they did. Yeah.
No,
so,
but it was Saturday. It was Friday night.
So
yeah,
then he was dealing with the Mets.
That's a real strange priority of the regular season.
Listen.
I would.
You complain? How did the Blackhawks do in the playoffs?
Okay.
They're just fine.
Yeah. Same with the Bulls. We went terrible. Everybody. Terrible. Derrick Rose.
Come on, he got injured. Leave him alone.
I'm pissed.
Why are you pissed? What do you lose by Chicago not winning?
Nothing.
So what
I did watch my Ultimate Jordan 3 DVD box set the other week.
Have zombie Christopher Hitchens beat Steve Harvey.
Oh, my God. That's a graphic novel I would talk
about. The Walking Dead is in the section. Yo, why are you beating?
Your moral humidifier is on. Your moral humidifier needs calibration.
Yeah, your whole apparatus of morality is functional.
Oh, man, I wish there's some way we could get Steve Harvey on the show, but he would never do it.
Tell him it's a Christian show.
What else
are
you doing?
Yeah,
Family Feud.
We talk about his moral sub pump.
Metal Injection Christian.
Yeah, that book. We should do readings from Steve Harvey's book.
Oh, yeah.
Think Like a Man.
Good idea. Let's get Think Like a Man and read it.
Yeah. Probably got to be as good as David Mustaine's book.
Then I have a Kindle.
How can I read Steve Harvey's book as David Mustaine?
I remember a while back when I was at a Barnes & Noble or whenever I tweeted from either the Metal Injection account or something about that book and getting it for Rob as a birthday gift.
Yeah,
you posted a picture of it, right?
Yeah.
Wait, did Dave want or the Steve Harvey?
No, Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
So you have it? No. I just saw it in the store.
I thought you actually bought
it.
No. That way, so I ordered you a very unbelievable present.
Oh, man.
You're going to love it.
Wow. Is it a dildo?
No.
It's a piece of paper explaining how I got my hippie.
Oh my God.
Are we going to see a movie again?
We do realize that he's going to be putting out work and he's not going to be able to concentrate.
I don't concentrate on work. I'm
Hickey on my present. Wait, what's the date of it?
On my birthday? It's July 19th, which I think is a Thursday.
Yeah, so it's probably going to take a while for fun.
Oh,
wow. Oh, all right.
Like Darren.
Yeah.
I think
four
a moderate
amount.
I don't think that's a lot.
Like, is a rope in, like, the length of your forearm?
Nah, it's a modest
is
rope.
Is it like a fisherman's rope?
Maybe a rope is a long one.
Is that a four a lot, really?
Well, when I use the word rope, I feel like that's a lot. But if it's just, like, four, like, spurt, that's not a lot.
It's four a nice, healthy strings. And then a few short, small ones, and then trickle.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow, that's so much.
I don't think it's a lot, honestly. I think you're making me feel good.
I don't know. I feel like guys that I've been with came.
But they probably jack off all the time. Like most guys do. I don't. I hold it back. When I used to jerk off all the time,
right.
Yes. I'm healthy. I have to know. What is Sid going to do for his birthday? Should he be getting paddled? No, I'm not going to paddle.
Why not?
I'm not interested in getting paddled. Someone said, let's ask Jeff to bring back Macho Man to replace Steve Harvey. I'm for that.
Replace him in what context?
The Lion.
From now on, Macho Man is Steve Harvey?
No. He's alive. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Steve Harvey can die.
Oh, okay.
Macho Man lives.
Wouldn't you like to see Macho Man host Family Feud and show him that you're paddled?
Of course.
Instead of the Sandman, he just gives elbow drops every time somebody gets
off stage. I like to see that lightning round.
Oh, this is a great idea. Sid gets a knife edge chop for every
time. Oh, my God. Man. I have a lot of chest pain. That would hurt.
That would be awesome. Let's go out to be a man.
Each one of us will take
time. We never did the callers doing the roast. Would you do that?
Sure.
Okay.
So I'm nothing physical. I'm weak.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Was
it about like a purple nurple?
No, roast. You said roast.
No, he said, roast. He said yeah, okay, the roast. All right.
I have a roasting button on
that.
Ooh. We would have to get Lonnie in on that.
Yeah. Well, no, let the callers.
The callers, to say they get to roast.
Just callers?
Well,
sure.
Make sure Lonnie calls in.
We can have more a roast show and then add callers to it also.
Yeah.
Morbid Toaster says, play a Cynic song for every caller.
Oh, nah.
That's good.
That would
that's
fit the
good.
Whole show, though. Those songs are really long.
We could find a short one.
Good luck. Play like the chorus of one.
We should get him in here to play live.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Even I would hate that.
Yeah.
Even you would hate that because you have such an expansive palate. That
I do. Rob should give Sid a hickey for every time. How about that?
I'd let Rob give me a hickey if he told me where that hickey came from.
Really? Really?
What am I going
to swear? You swear to God.
What? No.
Come on.
He's saying you'd enjoy it.
I'll buy you the show.
Yeah. I'll buy you like a big bag of sunflower seeds. Give a hickey and then.
Rob is so easily bought a pair.
Yeah. Do it for the show, Rob.
Come on. Think of how much I've given for the show.
Why don't you give it for the show?
Rob doesn't understand that he could totally lie and make up where the hickey came from.
In order to kiss you.
Yeah.
Right.
No, because
all
it would just...
meat right here.
Because, no, the reason it wouldn't...
So, look at the hair coming out of his neck. That's awesome.
Hey. Oh, there's like a mole.
They're chanting, do it.
Yeah. Dude, come on.
Do it.
No. It's serious like sex on wheels.
I don't even have a turtleneck. I would have to go to work like this.
Yeah.
I'm not scars.
And then we on the radio that you got kissed by Rob.
Yeah.
You can wear your high-collared peacoat.
Well, even
yeah. It's summertime. There's nothing
no.
to wear to cover up. You would have worn something to cover up yours if you could. But no.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in like the trench coat mafia. Yeah.
Rob probably was at one time.
No.
No.
You went to Columbine?
He was more into like the 311 stains, right?
311 never happened.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm busy listening to Cynic.
I already forgot.
Well, this is decided on. We're gonna play.
What is this Muzak? Elevator Muzak?
Yeah. Where's the Cynic? Are you gonna play that for the Muzak?
This is Cynic.
Oh my God.
It's the mellow part, you guys.
Hey.
Gay.
I'm ready to bone it.
I feel like I'm reading a Highlights magazine in my dentist.
This is like god awful.
You know what this
is like? Yes.
No, this is worse than Yes.
Yes rules.
At least Yes, that song Roundabout was fucking rad.
It was a fun song.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's no fog yet. That's all I gotta say.
Me seem like that, Sean? Go ahead.
Better. No.
You're gonna give away the band that you're in together.
Yeah.
You gotta record stuff.
Oh yeah, when are
we? We were supposed to have a band meeting today before the show, but then it never.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what you said a week and a half ago.
A week and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen again.
You never follow up.
Yeah, it works both ways.
She initiated.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, we're having a band meeting right now. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Did you write anything yet?
Get out of here on the horn.
I need your words of inspiration.
We've already narrowed down that Rob says that you should have some music made so I can, you know, fit some stuff to.
I think Ken Pierce should be
your
agent.
Ken Pierce?
Yeah, should be your agent.
As long as he keeps kissing me on the neck every time.
I don't like when people tickle my elbows. It's a really weird sensation.
Well, maybe if you occupy him with work, he won't tickle you. You mentioned your band on the site. Yeah.
Can he be tied up like a pig? And then
of course, like a sex pig.
And bent over, and he has to do all the work in his like mouth. Like,
sure,
of course.
Why not? He has to tie his tongue.
Or one of those like retarded people, like the frong that comes off of their forehead.
Yeah.
And tights on the stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Maybe.
We
gotta read a comment. After the show, Sue and Rob are changing their relationship statuses to single or complicated.
Yeah, it's definitely complicated.
It's complicated.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
Oh.
That name is Darren from Alpine, Nora.
Oh, okay.
Nora, would you like to be sad?
Actually, speaking of relationship statuses, a buddy of mine in California that listens to the show, just on archive, brought up, hey, man, did you and Sid ever get married before Sid got married?
Don't you think he would have heard about that if you had
Of course. I mean, he just got into the show, like, you know, he's going back into the archives now.
So then, just tell him you don't want to spoil it for him.
Yeah, just wait till you get the episode.
Yeah.
Wait till you get
the
marriage episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think that was a great idea. Way to shit on it.
Wasn't Adam and Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's he listening to this if you don't answer that?
No, he's like started with the recent ones and now he went way back and is trying to start to catch up.
He's like, enough of the Sean. Let me hear some non Sean.
Time travel is very confusing.
Yeah.
All right. Like, no, he jumped in now and all the memes that were kind of thrown out, he has no idea what to
do. I feel like we should do one segment.
That glossary,
yeah.
Like an index.
Yeah. But it'll be funny because each one of them is.
Yeah.
There's so many, though. How do we even?
We'll pick the ones that come up a lot.
Or we can just do it somewhere. Fans call in and ask us which things suck.
Yeah.
It may be more complacent. I mean, so people are
mm-hmm.
Welcome to place initiative, you know, but they want to hear it.
Or they could, you know, there's a lot of things that have died off. Like, hey, where's this person? This person doesn't show. Where's this?
Killing the story. What the fuck are you?
Right.
I saw Billy the other night. It was very nice. We went, me and the wife and him and his girlfriend went out to dinner, and as we were leaving, I've never seen somebody so poorly attentive. He tried the, I have to fart, but I'm going to cough over. Except his fart was louder than his cough. And the restaurant was like empty. It was just us. And like his girlfriend instantly turned around and just started laughing. At so hard she had to leave. It was such a fail.
Your cough stinks.
Okay, I admire the attempt.
You're going to do that.
You're
going
to do
that.
No.
Just
play
it out.
That guy's a funny guy. He's a bachelor party. Like, vomited
out. Oh, yeah, he overdid it.
Oh, yeah, it's that guy.
Yeah.
That guy got lit.
it was really the weed, I think, that put him over the
really?
Top. Because he was fine.
He puked a lot, yeah. No, we weren't even done with dinner yet.
It was like,
was
like
way in the dinner.
It was early in the night that he
Atlantic
was.
Atlantic City is not his friend. He tends to really over, like, before the night even starts, he overdoes it, so then he's fucked for the rest of the night. It's multiple nights that happen. He just Because I don't think, like, typically, like, in his regular life, he really parties too hard. So when he does, he doesn't really know how. His moral barometer is all fucked.
So you'd say when it's time to party, he parties too hard.
Yes.
Guys, I can't believe we haven't mentioned this yet. But Dee Snider put out an album of Broadway show tune cover songs.
Dee Snider's also in some commercial for Carpenter.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
He does Broadway. And it's unbelievable.
He does not say no to anything.
What should we start with? I think Luck Be a Lady Tonight sounds like a good starting point. Cynic is cool.
Sounds like a crappy...
Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Various students.
I think this features Clay Aiken.
Are you serious?
Okay, man, celebrity.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Look at it! So sad.
Oh, there's Clay Aiken.
Yeah.
It just doesn't go together.
Voice.
What do you, hold on a second. What do you think Clay Aiken was thinking with this?
Wait,
he's like, I gotta sing next to this retard. But it's like he's singing all nice.
The whole time Clay Aiken was like, I hope this chick doesn't think I'm strange.
Yeah.
But it's all fun.
Loser! I love being a lady! Goodbye!
Is he sure for Diana?
Terrible, terrible idea.
What's the other songs on there?
Wait
for Hollywood?
I wish. Big Spender.
That
was Luck Be a Lady.
I don't blame you because it's very hard to recognize it.
What
hold
the
on,
fuck? What
the fuck?
Come on. That's not, that wasn't real.
Fucking
that wasn't real. That wasn't real, man.
It's Luck Be a Lady. I went back.
Come on.
Did they sing A Whole New World from Aladdin?
What?
Really?
Oh, I get serious.
At this point, this is like Pat Boone singing metal covers.
Here we go.
Oh, new world!
Oh, God.
It's Clayton.
Yeah, when it sounds like actual singing. It's
yeah.
Like...
Did Donald Trump make them do this? Like, was this a challenge on The Apprentice?
No, it wasn't on The Apprentice. Trump just likes embarrassing people and gives them $10 million to do it.
Here's Big Spender with Cyndi Lauper.
She was also on The Apprentice, right?
Not that season, though.
But, like, is there anyone he sings with that wasn't on that show at some point?
Who's this singing now? Is that him or
Cyndi Lauper?
I'm just saying.
Who are the other featured guests?
Get time to guess.
Yeah,
really.
Let's see. I have the liner notes here. Rudy Sarzo plays guitar on this. Rudy Sarzo. What else is he doing? Okay. There's also Mac the Knife. Whatever Lola Wants.
No.
The Joint is Jumping. Get a Kick Out of You. There's Nothing Like a Dame.
Does he do anything?
Razzle Dazzle. Oh, this is actually not too bad. Whatever Lola Wants. This, the way they change it up.
Yeah, but then he starts singing.
Yeah, he kind of ruins it with the singing.
Hello, Lanyard.
Peanut Butter on the Brain wants to know if Alex Skolnick gave you the hickey.
Yes.
Oh, there you have it. Yeah. It took 2 hours, but we got it. Alex Skolnick.
I feel like Rob would at least have better taste than that.
That's nice of you
to say. I'm nice to Rob. He's never nice to me.
That's nice. He says your homosexual encounters would be more classic.
Yeah.
I like if you call him Alex Skolnick.
Alex Skolnick.
Alex.
He's using the original German Yid name. Please turn this off. I can't
do it. I can't.
It's no way to leave our fans with a bad taste in their mouth for another week.
Probably they were stained.
Come on. You like Stain too. What do you like Stain? Shut up!
You're such a liar.
Oh,
when we were doing the new metal,
I said I like that one mud shovel song, and that's it.
Wouldn't that imply that you like Stain? Was it?
I don't think so.
Please, Sean.
Oh, that's G does save. G has a save. That was the two of us together.
All right. We're at 2 hours. We're going to wrap things up. Do we have a clip of that squirting through history? We haven't played that in forever. Does that still exist somewhere?
It exists, but I don't have it.
No, you don't have it.
It's on the computer.
Hold on. I might have.
Hard drive is fine. We want to remind everyone that Metal Injection is nominated for an online music award.
Is that what that stands for?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it online, ongoing outrage?
What about the podcast?
The podcast is a part of it.
No, the whole Metal Injection in general.
I have it. What happens if you win?
I have no idea what happens if we win, but we should win because all the other nominees are a bunch of pussies.
Yeah. You guys are the NPR app?
The NPR iPad app? I mean, come on. Are we really going to use it to be
loose? Actually, that one always crashes. And whenever I'm listening to my iPod and I turn on the app, it always turns off the song. It's really annoying.
There you go. Then another one is Minor Thread, which is a t-shirt blog. A photo blog,
yeah.
A t-shirt?
A guy every day wears a different band shirt and tells a little story.
Is this
Sean? Can I read
a
comment from the chat?
Sure.
It all says, Rob got to take a series of offices and suddenly reading.
Hey, Donnie! Is anyone who knows?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh,
come on, Dad used to be on CBS.
Yeah, he's a very, like, holy.
That's the studio. Yeah.
Serious?
I definitely
know. He's alive? Because he's in his
70s. Yeah. He has his own studio.
With photos everywhere.
His studio has, like, pictures of him with all these people that he's
met around. That's true. I recorded a show in there.
Does anyone have Lincoln on there?
Yeah, his hair, like, looks the same all the time, though. He's wearing all these weird, like, leopard print suits and all these, like, all these pictures are hung up with suction cups.
Suction cups, baby.
And my show broadcasts in that same studio in the morning, so people come in, like, three of the pictures will be hanging with cups. And he has this stupid sign that's hanging on our speakers, and every time we walk in or we have a guest, it's really, like, awkward entrance because the console is right there, and you have, like, a little walk space. So many people have hit their head on that stupid sign. And so many people
wrote...
What does
the sign say?
It just says Cousins Whoopi. Cousins
Whoopi.
Yes, and it breaks up. So he needs to have it on and in that spot all the time. And there's a sign on it that says, do not remove. Because
there's a sign on the sign? Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, someone tries to...
In sign?
Shin. The sign should say, do not resuscitate.
So we wrote...
Anyone who knows who Cousins Whoopi is can't afford serious. I'm like, who can?
Sure.
Can you give me some echo? I want to do the Cousin Lucy show. Hello.
I'm a Brucey movie bringer. Listening to the old hits of the 70s, 80s, 60s, and 40s on Sirius XM, Sirius FM. Sirius FM, where am I? Am I in Sirius? I'm Sirius Radio, baby.
Sirius XM.
Yeah, where's my screen? Worship!
Where's my screen peaches? Ooh,
I don't understand. Wait a minute. Cousin Brucey does a music show and he gets his own giant studio. Meanwhile,
he's
I have to go into those coffins.
He is a legend.
What? The legend of what?
Compared to Rob in radio, who's the legend?
Rob is Rob.
I'm a legend on the internet.
Rob is known by more people than Well, because most of the people that know Brucey are dead.
I have 2,500 Twitter followers, okay?
So
people know me.
M-level celebrity. Get it right.
If everyone who knows you is dead, you deserve a better office than someone that's known by
seniority.
Just because he's older?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't even want my own
base.
This is not so much praising Rob.
Clearly, the brilliant management minds at Sirius agree with me.
Yeah, that's true.
And look at how good.
And look at this.
I'm just joking. I'm totally happy with my situation. If Scott Greenstein is listening, Scott, I love my job.
Wait,
you're
telling me that he runs a media company?
I'm sure he does.
I used to work with somebody that worked with Cousins at CBS back in the day, and he said he was a big fan of smacking his colleagues in the mouth.
What?
Yeah. He's one of those kind of guys.
Come here, baby. Let's smack him. CBS affair.
Give him up caps, yeah.
Nice.
Could you imagine Cousins from CBS?
Oh,
I mean, with the jackets he wears, I'd assume that he'd like the nut caps.
Yeah.
I just want my own studio. That's all I ask for.
Hickey's and nut tips.
If it was a choice of your own studio or free tamales.
Ooh, tough. I've actually never had any of Jose's tamales. He never makes me tamales. Unbelievable.
Jose, bring us in tamales on CBS Affair! At 72 degrees in Central Park, listening to a little Gladys Knight in the Fifth.
Do you think Lucy ever mistakes Jose for like a maintenance worker or something?
Aww,
that's not. It's not. It's saying that because of Lucy's an old man. And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lucy is actually very nice. He also acknowledges
the little chit-chat. Because he wants to put his monthly coffee in.
Yeah, and also because you're white.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not one of the mud people, are you?
Oh, God! Oh, my God!
Oh, there's probably
some black guy wearing a turban out
there. Oh, there's some black guy in there wearing a turban with his penis inside it.
Oh, I'm pretty sure this is racist.
Serious as hell! Is Chubby Chuck on the same fountain I did? The band stage, baby, and show to these records.
Oh, God.
Cause I'm proofing with you. Serious as hell!
Oh, Jesus.
So much promotion for CBS.
This is just a joke, you know. This is just a joke. It's because I'm Bruce Hill. Everybody except the chinks. Serious as hell! 70s on CBS FM! Cousin Brucey never left CBS FM, baby.
He
is terrible, I think he just said.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yes, that guy sucks.
Get out of here, Cousin Brucey.
He still sucks.
This is Rob and I can save our ass and help her job.
I'll say it. That guy sucks.
I'm so low on the totem pole, they don't even know that.
Well,
hey.
Sometimes people listen to the show and then.
Oh.
Like, sway.
You know, Cousin Bruce walked by one of these little tiny partitions, and there was a DJ in there that looked like a half packy. What's going on with that?
What's up with that?
Rob has what? CBS Affair! Oh, like one of those cattle jockeys. Whole thing smelled of tabbouleh and Bubba the newspaper. CBS FM, baby. 101.
Oh, God. You talk about Rob.
CBS FM. That's the way it was back in my time. You know what? I remember hearing this story about Cousin Jesse that he was on the Jerry Lewis telephone doing some segment, and the New York segment, I guess, and they had Roberto Clemente Jr.
Oh, no.
And he's like, I forgot exactly how it went, but he's talking to Roberto Clemente Jr. He's like, hey, your father's a great Hall of Famer.
Oh, that's right.
Right? And he's like, yeah. He's like, why couldn't he make it today?
Well,
because they didn't want to say because he died.
Yeah.
So the guy's trying to keep giving him outs, like changing the subject. No, but why couldn't your father make it? He would have been.
Oh,
I finally had to say my father passed away. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. Shoot me at your head.
Yeah.
Well, we are out of time, thankfully.
Oh, what? You want Cousin Brisky to have airtime?
Yeah, this is a limitless and endless podcast. We can go on forever.
Yeah.
Huh.
Sean is out of here.
Sean has put his month in. He has to go.
Yeah. Sean, when I was a boy, we used to beat Irish redheaded people with a stick. Oh, see me. In fact, that was the number one billboard hit already in 1953. Here it comes.
Beat the Irish.
It's a platter that matters. Beat the ginger with a lead pipe. On CBS FM.
Make them black and blue Irish.
It's called Gingers Have No Soul. Famous B-side of the Beatles, Let It Be, right here on CBS. Round the bit. Never quite.
I'm doing
this up then.
I'm doing that on my own. So.
We'll be right back with the clip of the revelation of who's behind Rob Thicke. I'm serious all 70 on 7. 70 year olds on 7. Coming up next on CBS.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Anyway. All right, now
my soul hurts from the Lakers.
I don't know.
All right. Here is the squirting through history as we wrap up another edition of the Mental Injection Livecast. See you next week.
Wow. Need a ride home, Robert?
I don't know if I want a ride home.
You're going to get a ride home. 10 more minutes of interrogation.
You have a band meeting.
Have you been watching Mad Men?
Oh, I didn't see last week's episode.
That's good.
Did you say Mad Men?
Mad Men, yeah.
Fantastic show.
That's fine. I'm going to wait till that. Netflix will also get jumping.
I feel like it just started getting good.
I feel it's been good, like, all season.
I don't know if it's Maria, I'm sure.
Not as hot as that.
No. I think she's so fucking good. Who? Alison Brie.
Better than Christina Hendricks?
Well, you know, that's the whole
thing. Christina Hendricks is definitely
not.
Yeah. She's wife?
Pete's
wife? Yeah, Pete Campbell.
You ever watched Canadian?
Yeah.
She's a little brunette.
Yeah.
Well, the difference between Alison Brie and Christina Hendricks. Alison Brie is a really hot girl. Christina Hendricks is a really hot woman.
Sure, I guess.
They both have gigantic tits. Alison Brie, Jewish.
I'm not me.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Being Jewish is like gravy. It doesn't replace being hot. Though.
No, she's gone. You know what she looks like, right?
Yeah.
I really want to edit the show, though.
Why? Oh, take out the Cousin Brucey stuff?
No, I mean, like, I want to mix the audio.
Okay, I could export the MP3 and then just give it to you. You could do
but
it
I don't have Adobe. Like, it doesn't work.
Do you have Adobe Sound Booth? Is that what it's called?
I gotta go. We went way too long.
No, there's sound.
But I don't know what the
name is. See you later.
Bye, Dad.
You all right? Yeah, it's my mother's.
Oh, okay, bye.
Why are people just looking at the book? That's insane. Where can my dad just get a...
He doesn't know how to park.
Is that really what he said?
Does he have a license yet?
No.
Chalk out one over here. Get on that. There's a nurse getting away. Get in there. Get in my truck.
I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
All right,
I gotta work Movie Awards tonight. If you want me to call in from Movie Awards, I'll do that.
It's spoilers of who wins, or is it safe for
I can give you.
You're gonna be at the Movie Awards?
No, we work remotely. But yeah, I can tell you. Well, I can tell you who winners are beforehand. But like, obviously, all the moments happen live in the show.
So it's live now?
Who's
hosting?
Stupid ass
wrestling.
What? Didn't
that
realize that this guy is not
funny at all? He said that he had a carry
with him.
He's
like,
MTV.
Yeah,
man,
his boss. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. What gastrus ball? What is it?
Yeah.